The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's no soldier.
That's my tune, lad.
Yeah. All right, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Skillet's voice always comes in so super loud. Hold on.
Sorry. Just people are complaining about the sound volume.
Yeah, I got to apologize, man. Wait, it was too loud.
I don't know.
It's you, man.
I don't think it was that bad, but people said it
I
was.
I should give you headphones. Or should we start again?
Yes, please. Right, I used to have headphones when we started.
I know.
What's happened, Ace?
It's a smaller studio, smaller, less.
less of budget.
Equipment. Yeah, the budget's good. Yo, all right. What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Your voice is so dominating.
It is, isn't
it's
it?
It's like your voice is like the Braun Strowman of podcasting.
Okay, I don't mind that, actually. I like his voice is like a classic 80s cartoon villain.
Yeah.
Strowman's voice.
And this is The Kick Out. This is your weekly rundown of all things WWE. And we got a guest this week.
We got a special guest. My boy Simon, a WWE lifer, is in the building right now. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're a fan of the show.
I am a fan.
And you're a friend of the show, most importantly.
That's the most important.
So, you know, thank you for coming on. We're going to talk about this week's events. Raw.
We just going straight in like that.
Well, I mean,
it's not even hello, how are you, or anything. It's, yeah, how's your week been in that?
Just, well, how you been, Ace?
Right, like, don't care about how I am or anything. And
how was the event last week?
What happened last week? I had an event. It was cool. Was it last week?
That was last week, Friday.
It was so weird. It was Ram. I'm not gonna lie. Loads of people came. Oh yeah, because you was here.
Of course,
here.
Sergio Ramos.
It was Ram, but
Galdem.
I almost like slept through it. It was weird. I kind of just wasn't there. I wasn't in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you DJ?
DJ
and have people DJ around you.
Yes, I had like big up to Chucky, TMD, and Maxwell J. I don't think they care about music in this podcast, but we'll keep talking anyway.
Hey, this is what we do. They have to care about us.
But it was weird. I had a weird moment, but it's fine. I got through it, and people came, and you guys can come to the next one.
Yes, definitely.
And I'll let you guys know when that is. How's your weekend been?
It was all right, man. You know, all week I've been thinking about a wrestling faction that I would love to form on 205 Live.
That's a sick idea.
You know, what do you think of that?
It would give the show a boost, that's for sure.
It's needed, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Before I tell you my idea, Simon, what faction would you create out of the current roster of 205 Live? What faction would you create? Oh, and if it doesn't have to be current roster, what wrestler that is in the main roster in WWE's, NXT, whatever, that you would put on 205 Live as a faction?
So 205 Live?
Yeah, only 205 Live, yeah.
All right, so... I think there should be a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's hard.
As Jack Gallagher is the leader.
Jack Gallagher.
So so that means you'll draw the British wrestling talent.
Yes, indeed.
So Tyler Bate.
My initial idea would have included the Vaude Villains because they are lost.
That's
but
a good shout.
They're not. There
could be cruiserweights
they
though, can't
could
they?
Could be, but
I don't think it needs. Sorry, I'm eating, guys. I apologize. I do think that they need to mix the cruiserweights with the main roster as well. I don't think they should be exclusive to just fighting guys on the main roster.
Yeah.
I think that's what excited me about seeing Jack Gallagher in the Royal Rumble, because it's like, yeah, he's from 205, but he was in the Rumble and he was mixing up with everyone else.
He was the best thing in the Rumble.
Exactly. So why not? Let's mix up the factions.
I like that, Simon.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
The Vaude Villains.
Vaude Villains, who else? Jack Gallagher.
Vaude Villains, Jack Gallagher, Tyler Bate.
That's sick.
Or Trent Seven, because Tyler Bate's got the title.
Trent could be in it as well, but I feel like you need the star power with the belt. The problem with a lot of the factions nowadays is like
this. True,
the guys rarely have singles titles. Like maybe the Shield might have been the last ones that had one guy with a.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's a good. I like that. You know what? My faction would be.
Go on.
I would hire random black cruiserweight wrestling. So I will search the globe for black high flyers and form Jodeci.
So what, Rich Swan, Cedric Alexander. Yeah.
Who else is black?
Floyd Xavier Woods could be a cruiserweight.
No, I will keep Xavier Woods.
You're not
giving
him in the New Day,
keep him in the New Day. But Rich Swan, Cedric Alexander, right? That the black guy that plays Prince in NXT.
I don't know
he's
doing much,
but he's like a, he's like a, I don't know if he's, I don't know what, I don't know what his name is, but okay. He kind of like, kind of like Prince, basically.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? No.
I'm trying to think.
I don't even know he's a cruiserweight. I don't think he's even a cruiserweight. But anyway, I'll find two other black wrestlers.
We get Roy.
Who? Roy Johnson.
Roy Johnson.
Sorry. Get him involved.
Get him to Bogey. Well,
but he's not really a cruiserweight either.
Hashtag wait. I don't think we need to make it exclusive to the cruiserweight.
Okay. So we just do main faction, Jodeci yeah. form. And they come out to what song? Do you believe in love?
Freaking You, yeah. Nah. That's hard.
It wasn't Freaking You. It was that, the song I was singing. You're singing it every
you're singing Love You For Life. You're right. You're singing Love You For Life. You're
yeah,
right.
I'm singing Love You For Life.
I like that.
Coming down the aisle. Do you believe?
You'd actually call him Jodeci.
Vontae sang.
It's not very menacing though, is it?
No.
You kind of need it to look more like Wu-Tang or something.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about this week's events.
Let's do it, man.
Raw. I'm not even going to mention where it was this week because I remember where SmackDown was, but I never remember where Raw is every time. So
where was Raw? And it might help me remember.
Was it in Portland.
Where was SmackDown?
Man, like Simon. Yeah,
them ones there.
Man, thank you for coming on the show, man.
Done.
Making me look good.
Due diligence.
How did it start?
It started off with the contract signing of Samoa Joe. Round of applause for Samoa Joe, please. Simon, what was your thoughts about this promo of Samoa Joe cutting down? Came down to the ring, Stephanie McMahon was in there, Mick Foley was in there, and Samoa Joe had to sign his contract to become a member of the main roster of Monday Night Raw.
18 years.
Yeah, man.
And I did think he was going to bust into Gold Digger, though.
And you're not just a WWE fan, right? You're a fan of TNA.
I am a wrestling fan.
Yeah, so you've seen Joe's journey.
Most certainly.
Weren't you stoked?
Yeah, like it's been one of those things. Like about 2005, a good friend of mine, Ryan, he really really loved AJ Styles, and he was like, "Yo, Sire, you got to check out TNA." Tuned in, Samoa Joe took my attention.
Yeah.
So to see both of them in the positions that they're in now, specifically Joe, is amazing, to be honest.
Did you hear what Shawn Michaels said?
No.
So. Yeah.
That would be his dream match.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe versus
Over AJ Styles. People were like, well, what do you think about you and AJ? And he was like, oh, AJ's an incredible athlete and whatnot, but I think I'd rather have Samoa Joe in the WrestleMania match.
Samoa Joe would make him look amazing.
But I think Shawn knows that. I think if Shawn wrestles AJ, they're both kind of similar.
They're very similar.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Like, they're both different styles. It's just, they were just, yeah. But I think with like, I think he wants to do something like how he would do with Taker, yeah. with Joe.
Do you know what? It super excited me to see Joe. Because even, like, obviously, I've seen Joe in NXT. And now I was really excited when he came to NXT. But to see him in the ring with Stephanie, Mick Foley,
mm-hmm.
and in the suit, it just looks so good. I was like, yeah, he deserves it. And he doesn't look out of place. He looks like he's where he's supposed to be. I think the promo cut was awesome. The 18 years thing.
Absolutely, yeah. He made sure he was on point.
And I love that when Roman came out, he didn't look intimidated.
No.
Like, he stood face to face with him. Yeah. He didn't cower.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They kept him looking strong.
Right.
It was sick. All of it.
It was a good start to Monday Night Raw, and I was really excited.
Yeah.
The next program, we saw the debut of Akira Tozawa.
Yeah.
He took on Drew Gulak. What's your thoughts of Akira Tozawa?
I like him. He's got a lot of intensity to him. Mm-hmm. And I think he's trying to push that.
Yeah, so for people don't understand what that is, in Japan and in Dragon Gate, that was his trademark.
The shouting.
The shouting, the screaming, and you have the crowds interact with him. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking when I was watching the debut, actually, I was like, you know what? As happy as I am for him, and he actually had an impressive debut. The crowd was into the match, which is like, you know, that's not really spoken for all cruiserweight matches, mm-hmm. right? Let's be honest. But I think he might be the saving grace for Apollo Crews. Because
really?
Him and Apollo Crews were a tag team in Dragon Gate.
Oh, okay.
Right, and they're best friends.
Are they on different shows now?
That's the thing. I think if I was booking it, I'd be like looking at the whole Apollo Crews situation. I was like, okay, you had great chemistry for Kira Tozawa.
Yeah.
This, your push in SmackDown is not really, well, I don't know if it's a push, but you're on SmackDown ain't really working. I would pair them two together personally.
I found, because I didn't know that he was debuting. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I knew.
I did.
Because I feel like it came out of nowhere. I didn't feel like they built up to it enough. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was a nice package, and then it was like a new guy, and I was like, okay, wow, who's this?
He was on 205 Live.
He was, he was in a Cruiserweight Classic as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Now I'm going to talk about Cruiserweight. I'm going to stick to the other Cruiserweight situation, which is announcing the five-man match that they had on 205 Live, and whoever the number one contender of that match was between Noam Dar, Jack Gallagher, Cedric Alexander, TJ Perkins, and Tony Nese will face Neville at Fastlane.
Right.
But before that match happened, there was a promo on Raw, and Austin Aries was kind of like antagonizing everybody. And I'm loving this whole like reporter kind of journalist gimmick that Austin Aries has.
Mic, man.
And now he's cleared to compete.
Awesome.
So obviously, Jack Gallagher won the five-way, two or five-way, so he's going to face Neville at Fastlane. Neville beat him.
Yeah.
WrestleMania. Aries... Neville.
That was sick.
Come on, man. I don't want to see... I'm sorry. Like, everybody is talking about this whole six-man ladder match, which is probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, WWE is probably going to make the Cruiserweight match be a six-man ladder match. But I'd rather see a one-on-one.
Also, you got to remember, we got, what, six, seven
weeks? There's so many titles as well.
There's kind of like 7 weeks of wrestling they got to fill before they get to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it's probably... Is there another pay-per-view before that?
So there's Elimination Chamber this weekend.
There's Fastlane.
And that's it. And then Mania.
And that's it. Then Mania. Yeah. I said maybe they all save it.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
But I, to be honest with you, if Aries will probably be lumped in the six-man ladder match.
I've just got a feeling that's a kickoff show match.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt. Like, I'm pretty certain that they're going to do the same with the SmackDown Women's Championship as well.
Mm.
Just pop it on the pre-show.
It's true.
Another 2-hour pre-show.
Yeah, exactly. American Alpha probably will free. Probably be on the pre-show.
Yeah,
as well.
It's
so
true.
It's one of those things. They got so much time to.
Fill. How I would book American Alpha would be so great.
How? I feel like they don't really have competition.
That's what I'm saying. Put DIY in SmackDown.
Okay. I still feel like they didn't have the kind of rivalry, the run with the Usos that we really wanted.
Yeah,
I'd love to see them
done
like
that properly yet.
In exactly. A series like they could have went back and forth week. Exactly. You know what I mean? That, you know, like we always complain about repeating matches. That is
I would love to see
a series of matches. Yeah, I'd love to see over and over. Like, let's keep them going. You know what I mean?
I agree. They might say that for Mania, but we'll
it's anticlimactic how they won the titles as well. It's like the emotion of their NXT win versus the emotion of their SmackDown tag title.
I agree.
It didn't resonate in the same way.
I agree.
Next up... So before we move on, what did you think of the Cruiserweight segment?
I mean, it's another Cruiserweight segment, to be honest. Like, I do feel like Austin Aries, Neville, Cedric Alexander, Gallagher are like the shining lights of that division.
Right.
Rich Swann could get there, but I feel like there's been just a few iffy booking.
And should they lose the purple ropes?
I quite like it, to be honest.
You like
it? I'm not going
to
lie.
I used to like it. Now I'm thinking, get rid of this shit, man.
Because
it's just annoying. It's annoying.
I just sort of noticed, because it's purple, obviously, when they're after SmackDown for 205 Live, the sort of sticker on the front of the post is blue, and then it's red when it's on Raw, so it sort of bridges the two shows together, isn't it? Because they're linked to both shows.
That's a good point. Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about that.
There you go. Method to the madness, bro.
Next up, New Day had a segment with Shining Stars. It wasn't a great... I mean, it was a funny bit when Kofi says, you talk about this island everyone should go to, but who's actually been there? Nobody! That made me laugh. And then they plugged like there might be New Day ice cream coming.
Yeah.
You know that's Vince, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's a stab.
I think it's sad that the New Day are just basically here to sell merchandise at the moment.
Yeah. Stab at CM Punk as well, because CM Punk wanted to bring back the ice creams.
Yeah.
But I just find it funny how I think they should break up New Day now. But Vince is going to bleed this dry until they get sick. People get
more
sick.
More cereal to sell, more t-shirts. Why not? Why not?
Braun Strowman defeated like three jobbers.
It was four of them. One ran away.
Okay. And then came up to Foley and he's like, why is this happening again? Like, I thought you were going to pass all these jobber stuff. Ask Foley for more competition.
They got to find different ways of making him look overly strong, innit?
Okay.
So how else? Four guys, I suppose. Because you can't just have him beating like... Because it will be to the detriment of other superstars if he just batters them every week. So why not just let him beat up Bears jobbers, you know what I mean?
What did Nia Jax do on Raw this week? Did she beat up Sasha?
Yeah,
Bailey. She beat up Sasha.
She had a match with Bailey.
Did she lose?
Pretty certain, yeah.
No, she won, right? Because Charlotte interfered.
Charlotte distracted Bailey. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
And she hit Bailey with a Samoan drop.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Yes, I do remember that.
What do you guys think of this whole Bailey-Charlotte situation?
Yeah. It's not going to be interesting until Sasha turns heel.
Right.
Which I think is going to happen soon.
Yeah. I think Sasha's going to turn on her in the next pay-per-view.
It's spiced. Yeah. That division's not going to be interesting until that happens.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Bailey's not going to beat Sasha, Charlotte for now.
Yeah.
Nia. Yeah, you know what it is? They've made a bad job of making Nia look like the female Strowman. Because I know that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
But she seems very beatable.
Yeah.
So that's a bit dead in the war. And yeah, we're just waiting for Sasha to turn heel. And then it'll
be pretty much what we'll be doing, right?
Yeah.
It's a shame. They've rushed. They've rushed with Nia because she could have done some valuable things in NXT, and they sort of just threw her into the draft.
I agree.
No direction whatsoever.
Yeah.
And the one thing I really didn't like is they kept referencing her weight throughout the throughout the whole match. They kept going, she weighs 272 pounds. No. Like that's like chivalry 101, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like don't mention a woman's weight.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Big up to Nia, though, man.
She's a G.
I think she's sexy as well.
I feel like, well, yeah, she is hot.
She's
hot. Nia follows me on Twitter for some strange reason.
Maybe
she listens to the podcast. If you're listening,
she might do.
When you're in the UK, please come through, man.
She used to be a plus size model, right?
And then she's half German and Samoan.
Yeah, half German, half Samoan.
Yeah, big up to Nia.
Feeling.
I'll be honest. I don't like what she wears to the ring.
No.
You know that you can tell she would look better in something else.
Yeah.
I thought I should switch that up a little bit, but all the same.
It must be really hot for her as well.
Yeah.
I feel like she could end up being really special.
Yeah.
Like she's got all the tools now, like
and she's a quick learner as well, a fast learner, man. Like she's only been wrestling 2 years.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Cause I remember when we saw NXT London.
Yeah.
She was sick against Oscar.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've seen a performance like that since.
It was a good match.
That was really, do you know what I mean? Since, like, and that was what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's the way they're booking her or I don't know if she's uninspired or whatever. It's just, I don't know. Maybe NXT just brought the best out of her. But I want to see that Nia again.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
Another great moment on Raw this week was Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens.
Always.
Fantastic.
Always.
I mean, these two, I got nothing but great things to say about these two, man. They just always up the game every week. Jericho come out talking about Tom Brady, boasted about he's the greatest of all time, and he put him on the list. And then Goldberg came out, right?
Yeah, Goldberg did come out. Just before that, they were speaking about their match.
Oh, yeah, them two were talking about they're going to have a match together, and then they said, oh, well, best friends, they ain't going to fight each other. So they were kind of teasing their match, what happened.
I feel like they teased it quite cleverly as well, because it was the actual setup of the sentence from Kevin Owens was, I wouldn't do that to my best friend.
Right.
And he did it to his best friend. So it's quite cool the way that they've woven it all in.
You know, I never even clocked that. That's good,
It's good.
It's a little nod to Sami Zayn there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It.
That's really good, Simon. Good. It's really good. I've never thought about it. Wow, that's really good.
So Goldberg comes out and challenges.
And puts his name on the list.
And puts his own name on the list. Hilarious. Yeah.
You know, and I'm glad to see. I like the way them two interact, because I know Goldberg, because Goldberg, obviously, them two had beef in the past.
Yeah.
And then Goldberg, you can see Goldberg was trying to laugh. Jericho was making him laugh.
Right.
And like, when you put his name on the list and Jericho's reaction, sorry. But Goldberg challenges Kevin Owens.
How do we feel about this?
I would hate if Goldberg wins this weekend.
He's going to win.
I think you're right.
He's going to win. It's jarred me. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it.
I always assumed Lesnar was going to interrupt.
Right.
But now I get the feeling. Sorry.
Basically, they're trying to make that match bigger for Mania, innit?
I honestly think it's a good.
Do you think it's good?
Like,
to put the belt on Goldberg?
Not that I would have booked it like that, but because of the context of like the actual feud between Goldberg and Lesnar, he's beaten 3 times basically. Yeah. So the only way to sort of get over that handicap is to make the stakes higher.
Right.
So either it would be like we already know
the
Goldberg.
Stakes are high enough already. It's because I like. Do you know what I mean?
I think Simon's right though. I think but that's 3-1. Yeah.
Oh, so basically, the belt, 3-1.
So Goldberg will beat him. It'll be 2-1 to Goldberg. But
I got the title.
Goldberg's got the. I mean, because Lesnar's got the title. Yeah, he's right.
I just don't feel like Goldberg is. It's unbelievable for me that Goldberg. First of all, it was unbelievable that Goldberg beats Brock Lesnar in the under 2 minute thing. That was already dumb to me. But now it's even more unbelievable that Goldberg comes back to beat the Universal Champion Kevin Owens. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, are we really supposed to believe that? Like, I don't like it. And you know what? It's almost like, do you remember when The Rock randomly got a title shot against CM Punk and then he won and then he went on to it's exactly the same scenario.
That's what they're gonna do.
I don't like it.
Vince does this though, doesn't
it's exactly
he?
The
he
same
undermines
scenario.
His talent for
the superstar.
A bigger superstar appeal for WrestleMania, but I just feel come on man.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame. I do think it's a good opportunity for Kevin Owens' sort of current character to be hit with the reset button though.
Oh, absolutely, because obviously what's going to happen is Owens is going to blame Jericho for his loss. Jericho put Owens in the match.
Yeah.
And then...
then they're going to feud, obviously.
And then they're going to have a match for the US title at WrestleMania.
So then he can just be the vicious
Owens
again.
But you realise that means Kevin Owens is not going to have the title back in the next maybe 4 to 5 years.
Maybe not. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
If you think about everybody else,
maybe not for the rest of the year, but he might win it next year.
How?
Who knows
what's going to happen? He'll be on SmackDown soon anyway, man.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Like, the whole draft has been mishandled as a whole. Like, when you tally up the talent, it looks heavily, heavily stacked in Raw's favour.
Yeah.
But they're not utilising all the guys. They're adding them all to one storyline a lot of the time.
Right.
And then on SmackDown, you've got Randy Orton, who's been on the periphery for most of this time. And then there's no mid-card whatsoever.
It's true.
There's no mid-card at all.
Yeah,
so it's like,
no mid-card. You've that mid-card's dead.
Ambrose just chilling in the elimination chamber and that title's been defended one time in a lumberjack match. Like,
he always said that. Remember when he was in the Shield and he never defended the US title?
Yeah, that was classic.
Ever.
That was funny. Yeah, but they mentioned that once. Yeah, that. Like, when are you going to, like, Roman Reigns is like, so when are you going to defend that title, man? So yeah, Goldberg, he's gonna win, isn't he?
He's definitely gonna win.
I'm excited to see what happens at the celebration of friendship. The festival of friendship. Next week on Raw, that's between Jericho and Owens, so that should be interesting. And the last thing to end off of Raw, Samoa Joe versus Reigns. Now I have my pet peeves about this match, but Ace, I'm coming to you first. What did you think of this match?
I thought it was good. I thought they both looked strong. Mm. I think they didn't make.
They looked stronger though. Exactly.
But come on, like, it's Roman, isn't it?
No.
They're always going to make him look... But no. I think Joe looks strong still.
Joe looks strong. I wouldn't mind Reigns looking as strong as he did if someone didn't attack him from behind. If it was just a one-on-one match and he went the way it went, fine.
Yeah.
But he attacked him from behind.
Right, and still kind of came
and still come out like Superman.
Yeah.
No! That's Vince.
I see your point.
Make him like Superman! Clark Kent!
No, other than that, it was a good match. You can't say it wasn't.
It was a good match.
It was nice
very,
to see
very,
them,
very,
mix,
very,
them mix up.
Reigns is good. I think he's a good wrestler. The way he's booked is horrible.
It is.
And that's why I boo.
What do you think of this, Simon? What do you think of the match?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Skillet on the fact that there's going to have to come a point where Reigns looks vulnerable enough for people to actually care, because at the moment I just want to see him get his head kicked in again, like when Triple H busted his ass open. Like, I want to see that, because once he came back from that, everyone was cheering him. But you can't have Seth Rollins, number one pick of Raw, get demolished. You can't have Strowman like being built as this beast. You can't have Goldberg and all of these guys like being built as monsters, and Reigns is constantly on par with all of these guys.
All of them.
It's a bit weird.
Braun Strowman came down.
Yeah.
Interrupted.
Yeah.
Then Joe picked up the win.
Yeah. I'm interested to know where they're going with this.
So it's going to be Braun.
Is this for Fastlane?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so they're not taking it all the way to Mania.
No, I think Mania's going to be Reigns-Taker. Apparently Taker asked for that.
I'm not angry at that.
I'm not angry at that, but I want to see where they take this.
Because
if Reigns beat Taker at Mania, he's going to get hated even more.
Yeah, it's a passing the torch kind of thing. Because what he'll do is he'll beat him, and then they'll have that moment in the middle of the ring where he will, like, it's kind of like a handshake, like, look, this is the guy.
That's sad. That, I mean, Taker had a match with Bray, and he didn't
do that for Bray. No. Yeah, I know, but he's going to do it for Reigns. He's going to give him the respect. They're going to have that end of the match moment where they embrace, and the crowd might kind of come over.
Taker has to win.
He won't. There's no way Taker's going to beat Roman Reigns.
He has to beat him. He eliminated Goldberg. He eliminated Goldberg.
You think Taker can beat Reigns?
I think he should. I think he should. Because the levels. If Goldberg, if Brock demolishes Reigns,
yeah,
because he did,
yeah,
and then Goldberg destroys him, and then Undertaker's been built back up to be on par with those guys.
Yeah,
you've got to have Undertaker go over. Hmm. You have to.
What if it is his last match, though?
Right, that'll find a way to get another teleport to the ring.
I can't see them letting Reigns lose to Taker, if I'm honest. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm not angry at the match, though. I think Undertaker would need somebody like Roman Reigns to help, because if we look at the last few Undertaker matches, he will need a really good
worker.
What
was his last good, great match? Sean, isn't it? No, Triple H, isn't it?
Yeah, Triple H.
Yeah. And so who has Taker faced since Triple H?
CM Punk was good.
That was his last great match.
Yeah, but again, that's like somebody that's helping him through the match, you know what I'm saying?
So Taker Punk, then the Taker Bray wasn't all that.
No, Short Shane was shit. Taker Shane.
Taker Shane was awful.
Those are the ones he's
had. In my opinion. No, you said another one. We're missing that. Or only lost to Lesnar.
Which
I loved.
I didn't like that match.
I loved it because it was a shock.
The match was good itself.
No, the match wasn't great. No, the match wasn't
great. The match itself was what it was, but I felt like it was the right decision.
Why do I feel like we're missing somebody out?
No, was that the year that Lesnar came back, yeah? Because he was mad clumsy when he first came back. He was just like...
It was like the year after he came back.
Okay. Because he started to get better again, but there was like a little time when he was just...
Just looked super dangerous.
Yeah, just mowing through people. Like,
I've been in the UFC.
Are we all in agreement that Raw was good this week?
Raw was decent.
I liked it. Yeah.
I don't want to use the word good.
Okay.
I liked it.
The New Day segment laid down a bit.
That wasn't good.
That wasn't good at all.
That wasn't good.
All right, SmackDown.
So SmackDown was in Seattle.
Yes, home of
Daniel Bryan, and it kicked off with Daniel Bryan actually, and the crowd was going crazy. I thought the crowd was brilliant throughout SmackDown this week. Actually, I really enjoyed them. Daniel Bryan came out, got interrupted by the Miz. Miz and Bryan were having a little.
You're still not
words
sold,
of
you?
Word of words together.
You're still not. You don't think it's gonna happen. Still don't think
it's
gonna
not
happen.
It's not gonna happen. It's done. It would have been
you
sick.
Why do you say that?
And if it is going to happen, it's going to be that fairy that I came up with when there's like 12 seconds and he just flying knees. Miz kisses Maurice and then Brian flying knees him in the face.
I reckon they'll go for a good 25 minutes.
You're crazy.
Wow.
If Vince had his way, Brian would be inducted to the Hall of Fame already.
Nah, I think it could happen.
And that's why Kurt ain't wrestling either.
Because they don't want to clear him.
He's in the Hall of Fame, man. Once you're in the Hall of Fame, you ain't wrestling again.
I just don't know. I don't understand why they're teasing it so much.
Teasing what? The Bryan thing?
Yeah.
It's to put heat on Miz.
But like, Miz is like copying his moves. Like, he's goading him.
It's to put heat on Miz. That's what they're using Bryan to put heat on Miz.
I'd love for them to do it.
Just one more.
Pull the trigger from
you him. Think I wouldn't? Bryan's my boy. I would love to see Bryan one more time, but it's just not going to happen.
Just one more.
Sorry, yes. Okay. What I did love, though, is when Miz started complaining about Bryan. Like, you're always coming out here and you can't even wrestle anymore. Then Corbin comes out. It seemed like Corbin was turning face. Is that me?
Well, it's kind of like anybody that goes against the Miz's face, isn't it? Because he's probably the most.
Yeah, because he was cussing out Miz and he's getting cheered.
Corbin's the most in-between guy.
I think everybody on that show's in between though. Yeah, AJ's
Smackdown's
super in between.
SmackDown's like. The land of tweeners. Man.
Yeah, they don't really care. Yeah, it's just like they just cheer like whoever they like.
Oh man.
So I don't think they like. I don't think anybody really has a defined role in terms of
just Billy Michaels.
Billy Michaels.
Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, no,
we'll get to that. That's Ace's boy.
He's not my boy anymore.
Then Ambrose came out and said that Miz looked like a shoe. That was funny. And
shoes have zips.
Then AJ Styles came out and the crowd went nuts.
That's my point. Because even AJ, it's funny because
you try to.
When I watch him, you can see that he wants to pander to the. He likes it.
Yeah, but he tries to be like.
He tries to bring it back. He just doesn't.
All right, stop. I'm talking. It just wasn't working because the crowd wasn't having it.
They love it.
AJ's the best. That's why.
Yeah.
And then. Brian put them in a fatal four-way at the end of the main event on SmackDown. So Corbin versus Miz.
That match
Miz
starts right now.
Oh yeah, no, it started straight away, didn't it?
Did. Yeah.
And I believe Corbin did a funny. Corbin picked up the victory.
Yeah.
And his end of days on AJ was weird.
Why wasn't it?
Because usually when you pick up the end of days, they have to like extend their legs up. Yeah. And full four. Like AJ didn't even get to do that. He didn't get to like extend his legs. Straight down. And I got a feeling Corbin might hurt himself. But there's never been no talk about him being injured.
So. Okay. But maybe just.
I was a bit dubious about that.
Yeah. About Corbin winning or just about the move?
Pinning AJ.
Well, that's why this is going to go to my point at the end of that. When we do about open mind predictions, we'll talk about that.
Oh, what, for?
For Elijah Shafer. But we'll get to that.
Okay, cool.
Your boy, next, Dolph Ziggler, had a match with Kalisto. Beats Kalisto. He lost to Kalisto.
Didn't he lose?
No, you know, he had a fight. You know, he had a match with Apollo Crews.
And lost.
Lost to Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Then tries to attack Apollo Crews.
Something like that.
And then Kalisto comes out to help Apollo Crews. And then he attacks Kalisto.
Yeah.
Both of them in the chairs. And then Daniel Bryan puts him in a match. Against two faces before in a handicap. Yes. Have you ever seen that?
No, but Ziggler's not even like a full heel. He's like a foot arch or something.
This is terrible.
He's not.
You called him a foot arch. That is what we're going to call this episode.
Foot arch.
Yeah.
That was just
terrible. I do you know what? Everything that I hate about this, I've said in previous podcasts. They did it way too late. We don't care about it anymore. He should have did it about a year ago. He could have went heel against somebody more face than Kalisto.
Yeah.
He's better than this. It's shit. I don't like it. Can we move on?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The women's contracting signing. So you had Mickie James, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch.
Why does Mickie James talk so slowly? It actually pisses me off.
She's talking like Triple H.
Triple H.
Nah, it's like she's not. It's exactly like that.
Big up James D'Lo. He did a great impression of Mickie James.
Doing that.
Real position, yeah.
Oh, seriously?
I'm not the only person that's noticed it. She was like, and the women's division.
So annoying.
Yeah, it was. But I like her, though. She's doing a good job.
No, I like her, but I didn't like the way she was thinking.
I think my favorite part of the promo, because Becky Lynch and Naomi, they're not the great talkers. Let's be real.
No,
I'm gonna snatch your head ball. What is that?
But Naomi's ratchet.
My favorite part of the promo is when Alexa Bliss is signing the contract, and she looks up and she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, Naomi. I didn't even know you were there. I forgot you were there. Yeah, I'm gonna beat you this Sunday." Like, it was so funny.
Notice I did say about Orlando.
So she's good. So she will be in the match. I don't know if she'll pick up the title, though.
I think she'll win it in Orlando. I think she will.
You think
they'll
do that?
I don't think she's going to go into it as a champion.
You think they'll do a Miz thing for her? No,
Zack Ryder.
Maybe she'll lose it. She wins it on WrestleMania.
I don't think she'll hold it for long, but I think she might.
Next day on SmackDown.
I think she might win it in Orlando.
Debuting female wrestler beats Naomi for the title. Who could that be?
Oscar.
That would be great.
That would be good.
I don't want to see Asuka on Raw. I want to see Asuka on Raw. She shouldn't be on SmackDown.
Didn't SmackDown need her, though?
No, SmackDown needs another female wrestler.
Who?
Ember Moon.
Nah, it's too early.
Ember Moon will have the title by that time.
It's too early.
In NXT, NXT title. So, who else is there in the female? Billy Kay and then Peyton Royce can go SmackDown. They're quite good.
Let's bring Paige back.
No. Oh, well, we'll talk about Paige in a minute, actually. We have to talk about something happened with Paige.
I heard about this. Yeah. So, you weren't impressed by the segment?
I liked it.
It wasn't bad. It was just
I do feel like Alexa Bliss is doing good work.
She's
amazing.
She's holding it down for the division.
Very good. And the main event.
Yeah.
Randy Orton
versus John Cena.
Why did this even
for
happen?
For the 19,000th time. But what I will say, yeah, the match was actually really good.
Yeah, but why did they give us this week on SmackDown?
Because it's not happening in Mania.
Okay.
It's not going to happen
in Mania. I'm not angry. I'm not mad at that. But is it not happening at Mania?
No, I don't know.
Why did you say that?
I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Okay.
So, match was popping between the two of them. Yeah. Bray interferes. Harper turns up. And you're wondering, and Harper squares up to Bray.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, ooh, Harper's never hit Bray before. Is he going to...
That clothesline is...
And then he did the dirtiest spinning clothesline. Amazing. So he caught Bray. Oh, he caught Bray with that clothesline. I love Harper. And I'm happy that he's being pushed as a solo wrestler now.
Did you see the promo?
Yeah, his promo was good.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. Harper's good, man. Like, I really hope they don't bring back Eric Rowan and make him form with Luke. Please leave Luke by himself now.
Okay.
Eric Rowan, come back to the Wyatts with Bray. Mm. Leave Luke by himself. He can't be with Eric Rowan because I don't want to see no tag team with them two. I just want to see Luke Harper be a solo wrestler.
Right. He needs to.
He's ready. He's ready for a minute, bro.
Yeah, he needs to be IC
champ or something again.
Well, they could be a faction as well, or a tag team.
No, faction.
The wife beaters.
The clothesline was so mean.
Yeah.
Was just mean. But
Bray squared up to Luke.
Yeah.
Crowd was going nuts.
Yeah.
This makes me think Bray's not going to win the title at Elimination Chamber.
So who's going to win it?
The phenomenal one. AJ Styles. Nah. We'll go to this.
Why do you think that?
I know where you're going.
Elimination Chamber predictions. Let's do it. Let's go now. Now we're on the subject. Let's do this, baby.
Okay, so should we just go straight to that match? Or should we
start? Let's go straight to the match. I just mentioned my predictions. So
I think it's going to be as
obvious. You think Cena will retain?
I think it's going to be as obvious as what everybody thinks. Bray wins to take it to Randy Bray for Mania. I'd love to see AJ win again. Ambrose ain't doing shit. Corbin ain't going to do it.
So you think Bray Orton?
I think either Cena retains or Bray.
I just get the feeling they're salivating over an AJ Orton match at Mania. I really can see that happening.
Really?
I could really see that happening.
So what'd you do with the whole Wyatt family thing?
You Bray versus Luke?
Do you know what? Bray deserves more than that, don't you know?
Bray does deserve
You more. Think they're going to give the title to Bray?
Yeah, I think he deserves it, man.
You think they're going to give the title to Bray? You think they're going to leave right now?
I think they missed when they should have. Maybe it was about a year ago when he was mad over.
Title,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
When he stroked the title on Triple H.
No, I listen, nobody... doesn't think Bray doesn't. I did.
They
I
missed the point when they
I
should have.
Wholeheartedly feel Bray deserves the title. Yeah. But if you're talking about money here, Orton Bray is not a money match, B.
It is.
No, it's not.
Why?
Ace is not.
So what? AJ
Orton is. Because fans love AJ. AJ's over.
Who goes into
and
that?
And you know who loves AJ as well?
Yeah.
Vince.
I'd love for AJ to win it back again.
I think he will. I think he's going to be a two-time WWE champion. So,
all right, do you know what? We say this.
Or Cena retains.
This is my thing. That's what I'm trying to say.
If Cena retains,
AJ
wins. Bray's not winning that title.
I feel like Bray's going to win it.
Everybody does.
But even, okay, if Cena does retain, then we are going to see we're going to see Cena Orton again.
I don't want to know.
They've just shown us
that's
that.
That's why I'm thinking AJ's going to win.
I'm lost.
I don't know. I feel like Luke Harper doesn't really have any direction other than being part of that title match
at
Mania. Yeah. So if you separate Bray and put him in a match with Harper at WrestleMania,
which is gonna happen.
Then I feel like there's too many matches on the card. Mm. Already there's too many matches.
So you think Luke won't have a match? You think Luke will be involved in the title?
Yeah, I think he'll be involved in the title.
Exactly. He'll be like, who's he going to come out? And it's amazing. He's going to come out, yeah? It might be Bray versus Orton. And then Luke comes out and it's like, who is he going to help?
That's a good shout.
And then they put the Wyatt family back together after Mania.
Oh, you think Bray's going to retain?
Bray will retain because the rumour was that Randy was going to take some time off anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's a good show.
So it'll be Randy versus Bray. Luke will come out.
I like that.
Luke will come
That's
out
a good alternative and be to
the
what I believe.
Yeah, be the decider, and he will go back to the Wyatt family.
And I think WWE want to make us all realize our worst nightmares and put Shane and AJ together.
No, they shouldn't do that, man.
They shouldn't, but if they do it, then
damn it,
we're not going to get Miz and Bryan, so we might as well get one of the other.
Let's not do that.
Polo, Blues, and Kalisto Luzo versus Dolph Ziggler. Who's going
to
win that?
I want to give it to Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, not even because he's my guy, just because if they're really going to make us try and believe he's like a really good heel, then he has to find a way to. You know what? This would be a good time, yeah, for them to debut some muscle for Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I think that's the angle that they're probably going to go down.
But who, though?
Hmm.
This would be a good time for them to debut some muscle for him. Who?
Like who a is big it? Monster.
Yeah, like somebody that's not doing shit, that's big. Like, he needs...
Who else is it?
He needs someone a diesel. Maybe.
Who though?
I don't know.
It could end up being a really good surprise.
Mojo.
Mojo Rawley.
Put a suit on Mojo, and he's like... Yeah, he's Ziggler's henchman. He's not going to go do anything as a solo.
I'm trying to think of wrestlers in NXT that could be a muscle for Ziggler. I can't think of
I anything. Think this would be an excellent time for them to get muscle for Ziggler.
That is a good shout. I think it's going to go down that sort of route. Mm. But
okay.
Harper Billy versus, Michaels wins that.
Harper versus Billy Orton. Michaels.
Harper versus Orton. Orton.
And did you have Ziggler for the win? For the
yeah.
Okay. And yeah. And what do you think of Harper versus Orton?
It's going to be Orton.
Yeah, Orton, yes, definitely. Becky Lynch versus Mickie James.
I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
I need Mickie to win that.
I think Mickie too.
I'd want Mickie to win, but I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
Alexa Bliss versus Naomi. I think we all know who's going to win this.
Alexa Bliss.
Bliss.
Yeah, Bliss all day. Broken Arthur versus Heath and Rhino. Breezango, The Usos, Ascension, and The Vaude Villains.
So it's the winner of this gets a title opportunity, right?
That's a title match.
Oh, this is a title match?
Tournament, yeah. Turmoil.
Sorry, explain it. Explain the rules to this.
So that means one tag team will come in.
Yeah.
So say American Alpha starts.
Yeah.
And say Ascension like comes in.
It's a gauntlet kind of situation.
It's a gauntlet. If whoever wins that match, the winner stays on, and someone else will come after that. Winner stays on.
It's so unfair.
Yeah, but yeah, this has been before.
Oh.
Alpha wins it.
Alpha wins it.
Without a shadow of a doubt. If they take the belts off of them, we riot.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think they're going to win. Say the teams again.
You don't think American Alpha.
Yeah, say the teams again.
It's not going to win over Heath and Rhino, Breezango, Usos, Ascension, and Vaude Villains.
The Usos are going to win. Let me explain why. They're going to give us what we want. I think they might put the belts back on them
Usos,
at Mania.
American Alpha at Mania.
Yeah, but I don't think. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good shot.
Because, like, it's not. No one cares about this.
I get the feeling that Alpha will beat these teams and then they will face someone new for Mania.
Who?
DOI, I don't know.
The Revival.
Maybe the Revival.
I think Alpha lose.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Usos. Who won the matches? Oh, the Ascension one. They're definitely
that was jokes.
The one that they're going to pin. They totally forgot about him.
Yeah, at least they got a win, though. It's the first time in like 5 years.
Yeah. And never been around that long either.
they're working on it.
Nikki
deficit.
Bella versus Natalia.
Who cares?
Who cares? Going to win? That's what you
win. Nikki's going to win.
There's rumors that she's leaving, right?
Yeah, after Mania.
Interesting.
Having a match with John Cena, supposedly.
And that's the reason why I think Cena might lose. If that rumors are true that Nikki and Cena are having a match together against
Miz. You think they're leaving together?
Well, Cena's not going to be the world champion in a tag match, is he?
So that match is not happening.
I don't think it is.
That match is. There's no way that match is going to happen.
Mm.
You think that'll happen?
To be honest, there needs to be some sort of cross-brand something at WrestleMania. There has to be.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's Samoa Joe kicking the shit out of John Cena.
That'd be sick. That's not going to happen, though, either. We'll set me back before Mania.
Yeah, so we had some good news. Apparently, Seth's injury is not as severe as they thought, and he should be back for Mania. So they're going to play on this.
It'll be Joseph.
They will play on this.
Joseph.
No, it's going to be Joseph. Seth Triple H.
It'll be Joseph.
Don't you think the creator just puts a destroyer in the match for him?
So you think they're going to prolong, so Seth might face Triple H at SummerSlam or something?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Triple H want a WrestleMania opponent?
Not necessarily.
Surely he would want a WrestleMania.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I think he'll be focused on other things, to be honest. Like,
I think they've got enough going on. I don't think he needs to be in the car. If there's going to be one person I'd like to see Triple H face off, not storyline, not for the match, just for storyline and storyline alone, it'd be Shane.
Yeah, that might actually happen.
That makes sense.
But I thought that would, that might have happened if Seth was still injured. But now that he's back,
you think it's gonna be Seth Triple H?
Do you think Balor makes it back for Mania?
I hope so.
Yeah, he'll be back for Mania.
Just wait, it's
that's
not
another a... thing as well. Who better?
He needs to face the Undertaker, man. If there's ever gonna be somebody that, yeah, Demon versus Taker, man. That is like a beautiful story, Demon just in and itself. The entrances will take about 20 minutes. Yeah. But...
For real.
Or they'll just make Taker teleport again.
All right, cool. What's going on outside the ring?
So Bobby Lashley wants to face Brock Lesnar, apparently. But
I'm not angry at that.
But I don't think he's going to sign with WWE.
Hey, Bobby Lashley?
Yeah.
They don't want him, do they?
No.
No.
No, I don't think WWE wants him.
I don't think they don't. First of all, they don't need him, and I don't think the fans really care. I don't think Lashley was at the WWE enough for them to that made that much of an impact. I think I liked his little run. He had a little run, but yeah.
And didn't he have Trump in his corner?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can stay away, mate. Yeah.
that's a bit ugly.
There's a Lashley ban.
Is
Lashley the champion at TNA at the moment?
You know, Simon?
I know he had a title match the other week, but
was it still what's my man's name? One of the Wolves. Eddie Edwards. Is his name Eddie Edwards?
Yeah, but I don't think he's having it anymore. I don't know. Let's have a look. Let's Google it.
We have no idea what's going on in
TNA. Do your Googles.
TNA doesn't even come on TV no more, does it? You have to watch it online or something.
They should really make Matt the champion, really. Let's be real.
They're the tag team.
Matt needs to come back, man.
What is going on? Are they coming to WWE?
I think down the line.
Yeah?
Oh yeah, Lashley's the champion again.
I think the Young Bucks will ever make it to WWE.
Maybe.
You could just repackage Breezango and make him the Young Bucks.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Hideo Itami's due back.
Cleared.
So that should be good.
Awesome.
So, you know.
Does he go straight to NXT again?
They should just put him on 205 Live.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know. Do something with him.
He won't get over on the main roster like that, so 205 Live is definitely a good look.
Yeah. I think that's about it, really.
Paige, you was trying to tell us about Paige.
Paige's family, the documentary that came out about the Paige's wrestling family and Paige from like 5 years ago, whatever it was. I can't remember what it was. About Paige's story about becoming a wrestler in the UK scene to sign their contract with the WWE. Apparently, The Rock saw that documentary a couple of years ago in the gym.
Yeah.
Loved it. And he rang Stephen Merchant. And now they're making a movie based off that story.
Right.
But it's like a comedy with Stephen Merchant.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it's about a wrestling family.
But the WWE involved as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
But is Paige still
active? I have no idea, man.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's mad.
Seems to be on a tour with Del Rio.
Paige fully just every day. Yeah. Ignored contract obligations and was like, I'm rolling with my man.
It's mad. Love can do that to you, though. I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to just going missing. Mm. I remember one time I went missing. I was with this girl every day. Didn't answer no one's phone calls just because I was just bang on. And I think that's what she's going through at the moment.
Sorry to pry it back into it wasn't worth it, we all learn
and she is young, but that's my point, is like she's probably head over heels in love with Alberto Del Rio.
It's
a weird couple, and it's she's making really bad decisions because of it.
It's interesting. What does Sami Zayn do this week?
Sami Zayn
had a US title, man.
With Jericho
and
again.
Got kicked in the face.
Yeah.
By always. We didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn, what you guys thoughts on Sami Zayn, man?
Yeah. He needs to go. I think he needs to go to SmackDown.
Zayn needs that title.
He needs a
title.
The US.
He's an incredible wrestler.
He's not going to get the US.
Not at this point.
He should get drafted and go for the IC.
Yeah. He deserves a title run. But to be honest, like I just want to keep seeing Y2J just do what he's doing. Yeah. Like he's on my Mount Rushmore. He's chiseled it in, man.
I thought of another black wrestler I would add into my Jodeci faction.
Oh, God.
There's a black wrestler in Ring of Honor called Leo Rush. He's amazing. Jodeci. He's a sick cruiserweight. Really sick. He would be part of my Jodeci faction.
The Jodeci.
And I'll probably get Jay Lethal as well.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. Jay Lethal, Rich Swann, Cedric Alexander, and Leo Rush. Check, Google Leo Rush, people, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Leo Rush is amazing. So yeah, that'll be my Jodeci faction.
Sick.
Should we leave it in there?
I think we're done now.
Every freaking night. And every freaking day. Simon, thank you so much for coming. You were an amazing guest, man. We're going to get you on again. Give my man a shout out to Ryan. Oh, and I want to shout out to Ray Grit, actually. Ray Grit, kindly, Ace, made the artwork for Kick Out last week. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. And I was going to ask you, who did that?
He's a fan of the show. He's from Scotland.
Yeah.
He just randomly made it, sent it to me. And I was like, bro, thank you.
Oh, no, we appreciate that.
And he's down to doing it every time for us.
Yes, this week's episode is called Foot Arch.
Foot Arch, Ray.
Yes. Dolph Ziggler, the Foot Arch.
And I want to...
AKA Billy Michaels. The reason behind that is his gimmick is literally just Billy Gunn mixed with Shawn Michaels.
It kind of is.
And I want to... Yeah. You know, when I'm on the topic of Twitter before we leave, I want to say, Danny Dyer 22, you tweeted at me, yo fam, were you a fan of The Miz's run in 2011? To answer that question, no. Big up to Mick Conlon all day.
All day.
From Ireland.
All day.
Bad man. We love you. Big up. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. And one more thing before I go. There was a gentleman that tweeted at me who's a fan of the Kick Out.
He's a new fan.
He's a new fan.
Yeah, he tweeted. I can't remember who it was.
And his name is Rich Gittins.
Big up.
Big up, Rich Gittins. And no, the Rockers are not top three. I'm sorry, Rich.
Top three.
You know, I know you have a soft spot for them. That's your opinion, Nivea.
How long ago did we do that episode?
He went back on the archives, man. And
it's a good episode.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. But the people who are being inducted to the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Express, the Rockers was basically a ripoff of them. And I'm not saying they weren't better, because I think Michaels and Jenny were better than the Rock and Roll Express. But the Rock and Roll Express was the first tag team, and I have to give props to them. You know what I mean?
So
and
they'd be higher in your list than the Rockers?
Definitely, because they've done more legacy. No. The reason why I say that. No. The reason why I say that. They've done more legendary stuff than the Rockers. They've won titles across.
You just out of your own lips.
No, I said they were better wrestlers, but I didn't say they were better tag team.
That makes them better, though.
No, that doesn't mean I'm a better tag team. You could be a better tag team than some of that stuff. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
The Rockers were a better tag team.
They were a better tag team. Not because in WWE doesn't mean they were a better tag team. The Rock and Roll Express did everything. AWA, NWA, they traveled all around the world. They were internationally known world veterans in the tag team division. This is the reason why they deserve Hall of Fame. Seriously, they were that good.
I don't give you.
They were good, but they weren't, in my opinion, they weren't better wrestlers than Michaels and Jannetty.
Better than the Beverly Brothers. I'm only joking.
Beverly Brothers. I love them, man. Beverly Brothers is amazing.
Were they top 10? Beverly Brothers?
No, they weren't top 10, but they were sick, though.
Nah, they. Do you know what? They were good. That era was terrible for wrestling, if you really think about it.
But 90s, early 90s. Yeah,
it wasn't good. Yeah. It weren't good. All right, cool. Till next week.
Jodeci.
Rate, subscribe, comment. Thank you very much to everybody that locked in. Later. Peace.